Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so glad you're joining me for Glorious Living. Today, we have a great glorious story and a great guest. You're going to love it. Hey, welcome to Studio C with Chrissy and Kathy right here. Another
yes.
great Glorious Living.
Studio C with Kathy with
the
C.
With the two C's.
With the two C's. I love that so much. And guess what?
What?
Happy anniversary, Miss
Kathy.
Wow. This is 3 years of Glorious Living.
3 years.
Yes.
It's just gone by so quickly.
It has.
And so many great testimonies have come in. So many great stories.
Yes, it's
that
been
you've
amazing.
Read.
It has been just such an honor to sit here with you, learn from yourself and from our guests, all of what God has done through this ministry and the lives of others. It really is spectacular. Three great, glorious years.
And we're
years.
Just getting a taste of all that God has done.
That's right.
When we get to heaven, we're going to see so many more. We won't have the time factor, restraints.
Yes, we
won't. We'll be able to sit for eternity, think about all the great interactions, the impact the ministry has had on so many lives all over the world.
It's been amazing. And I'm looking forward to doing even more amazing programs with you and all of the content we have at JDM.org. It's just and on the app, of course, JDM app. It's free to everyone. Hundreds of messages and content daily posted across our social media platforms and people being transformed by the practical word of God.
Yeah, and the broadcast TV, the magazine,
oh, so
the
much.
Traveling ministry. You stop and think about all that we've been doing for all these years.
Yes.
48 years since 1976.
Wow.
That very first sermon.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is. And people writing in, just like you watching today, we'd love to hear from you. Comment where you're watching from, what JDM has done in your life. And I have somebody all the way from Zimbabwe. And I want to read this.
I love
it
that.
It really is so awesome. It says, I'm being transformed all the way from Zimbabwe. I just want to thank you for the words that you preach. Obedience and being practical in the word of God is the key in following him. Through your ministry, Jesse and Kathy, God has given me a mark that cannot be erased.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that
a
wonderful?
A mark that cannot be erased.
That's right.
That's what's happening to each one of us. When we encounter God, we get changed.
Yes.
We're marked for salvation, and it can't be erased.
That's so beautiful.
You know, God has set us apart for his glory, and we're just walking out all that he's called us to do.
That's right.
And every day when we come to the church or to the ministry mm-hmm. or here, right, doing the programs, it's another opportunity to glorify God.
That's right. We're doing it right here. Excited.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. I love that. And today, we're so excited to welcome Dondra DeSalvo to Studio C. Dondra is such a blessing to the ministry, and she's been serving here at JDM for over 17 years and is currently a copywriter. Dondra works closely with Jesse and me, writing for television, Voice of the Covenant magazine, and so much more. And she's here today to share her journey to Jesse Duplantis Ministries and how God has always been her ultimate source through it all. Welcome, Dondra.
Thank you, Miss
Kathy.
Such a beautiful woman.
I love that you're here with us.
Thank you all for having me.
Yes, ma'am. It's so great to see you in Studio C.
It's
you were behind the scenes, but now you're on the couch.
It's a different view.
It is. I think you've been here before with Mary.
Yes,
haven't
ma'am.
You?
Yes.
Probably in our first year or a long
oh,
time
yeah,
ago.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But
it's
so wonderful to have you back here. And to just hear from you how you've mm-hmm. been impacted through the ministry. God, it was a journey to get
Such
here.
Such a journey.
And when you think back on all, in fact, all of us, when we think back on all the places we've been, when you think back of the places you've been, mm-hmm. you have to really stop and pause and realize that God has really orchestrated it all.
Yes.
He's brought you right. In fact, he's brought you right here to this program today at this very moment to encourage you.
Amen.
I believe that so much, Miss Kathy.
I know it's
Kathy.
So true.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so real in my own life. Just to go back a bit, I grew up in a Catholic family, very protected mm-hmm. bubble, not in the Word of God at all, but a very close-knit family, blessed. You know, mm-hmm. a very close family, that
yes.
great parents that I still have today that are mm-hmm. still married after 66 years of marriage.
Well, wow. What an honor.
Yes, ma'am. And so it all began at home with them, and I'm the third of four children, and I just grew up in the Catholic faith, going to school in high school, grammar school, Catholic school, until I went to LSU. That was an extreme. But after long coming back down to near this time, after college, fell in love, got married, and started to raise a family. I had worked. I have a journalism degree. I always loved the written word. But after a while, I started raising my three children. So I got away from that and then went back part-time teaching at their schools just mm-hmm. to be near them. It was wonderful.
Yeah, of course. Yes,
found
of course.
Myself just before Katrina, my marriage was going through a rocky time. Mm-hmm. It just was a difficult time and drove me to find more, drove me to God, started going to Bible studies. Friends were reaching out to me. God was just pulling me in. I had no idea, no idea at all. Went to a Bible study, and actually it was at Holly Story's house. Mm-hmm. And she actually introduced me to this ministry. Mm-hmm. But just before Katrina, I remember I was on fire for God, just seeking God, going through a lot with three right. little kids. But thinking, okay, I'm going to be 40. I'm coming out of the wilderness. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Well, I came out of the wilderness in a flood because it was right after that, my birthday, around your birthday, when Katrina happened.
Wow,
and
yes.
It was a devastating time. I don't mean to bring up bad things.
Oh, no.
It was devastating.
Real. I remember
but,
those times.
Yes, ma'am. But I did come out of the wilderness. It was the worst time of my life. I never thought I would be able to handle what I did, and God orchestrated every step of it, you know, everything I went through right. up to that point.
Right.
Then I did want to get back into my field of work.
Right.
Came to church here. Holly introduced me to you. I was looking into the ministry. I fell in love with it. I was like, I've never been in a church like this before, where it's just the word and praise and worship like mm-hmm. it we have here. And
yes.
it just was a totally different experience. God was just revealing a new level of himself every mm-hmm. day to me.
And you were hungry for that.
I was
it was
so
like
hungry.
And
yes,
it was like saturation point at that point.
Amen.
And so
wow.
and it was exactly what you needed at the time, because seemed like everything that you had your confidence in mm-hmm. in the past was like falling away.
Yes, ma'am.
And then here it is. That's where you met the Lord.
I met the Lord.
In a real way.
In a very special, precious way. And I was always a very fearful child. I don't know why, but I grew up being afraid of everything. And I kind of had this attitude that to win at life, you had to dodge all the problems of the world. And if you were able to do that, you were winning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I came up yeah. with that, because my parents never taught me that. But I guess living sheltered, that's what I thought it was about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that's not possible for anybody.
That's all right.
No,
mm-hmm.
not at all. And so God knew how to take me to his heart and how to reach me and show himself as my source, because I never thought I could survive anything on my own.
Right.
You know, I never thought that I could do anything as a single mom, you know, walk through the things that I had to do. But he blessed me every step
well,
of the
I
way.
I can see, though, the Dondra, you're a survivor.
Yeah. Thank
no
you.
No matter what the enemy hits you, I mean, you just have been thriving.
Amen.
I mean, your life is devoted to your children. I could
yes,
see how
yeah.
much, how important they are to you and
they
how
are.
You're a role model for them. And here at the ministry, you are such a gracious, godly example to
Thank
the ladies
you.
And the men around here.
Yes.
And, you know, we work closely with you. God has put so much in you. And so when you do, as a copywriter, which some may not know what that mm-hmm. is, you write a lot of the things and scripts that sometimes mm-hmm. we use on the program, or you'll write things maybe for the back of a book. You've helped with some book projects that
yes,
we've
ma'am.
Had here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And proofing, I remember you'll write a product title, maybe a description for a partner
mm-hmm.
offer that we're offering to our
yeah.
partners. I remember you send them to me and I'll, most of them, they're just perfect. And sometimes I'll say, I want this little one. And you're so easy to work with.
Oh.
I said, it doesn't feel right. I think we need to change this one. And it comes back the best
yes.
ever. So it's a collaboration.
It is. Thank
and
you.
I just love working with you. I respect you.
Thank
your
you.
Gift, because you're trained, you're skilled, you were a
yeah.
journalist. In fact, when you first came here at the ministry, I remember you had Chrissy's job.
Mm-hmm.
You were
and
like,
I learned
a,
yes.
marketing layup. A representative
yes,
or something
ma'am.
Here at
yes,
the ministry
ma'am.
To help us a lot with product development mm-hmm. and different things that you do. So over the years, you've done a lot of things
yes.
and you've settled in to doing primarily a lot of writing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a gift.
Yes.
Such
yes.
a gift.
It it was crazy because, just like I said, God was bringing me back to what I was trained to
That's
do.
Right.
And I love writing and the words and all kinds of words. I just love words. And little did I know, he was bringing me into his word. I didn't know his word. Uh-huh. And I was like in Bible school here, you know, when I started working.
Yeah.
And in scripture all day long. And through all of that, he was fortifying me with his word to get me to tomorrow, to get me to the next day, to get me where I was eventually going to end up higher and closer to him.
Amen.
And I do remember one quick story to go back. So before I worked here, it was just, I was just in the beginning process of interviews. And I came to church here on Sunday and I told Holly, I said, I really, you know, I need prayer for my children. I just need protection, a prayer of protection over my kids.
Yeah.
This is just really hard for them. And so she's like, we're going to Kathy. And so we came to you and you prayed for me. Mm-hmm. And not long after I got the position, you found out that I got the position and you came up to me in my office and welcomed me to work. And you brought me a book about, I think it was a, Kelly Copeland had sent you her book about protection over the family.
Oh, yes.
And you brought that to me.
She sent me several copies and I wanted you to have that.
Yes, ma'am. And it was so precious to me and is today. And it just showed me, I look back and it's just little kisses from God that he was just like, don't worry. And I was so protected here.
Yes.
So many things could have happened and they didn't. And God brought me through so many different things that I could have never done on my own. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a survivor because he makes me a survivor.
Yes.
And I've just learned how to lean on him.
Yes.
It took me a long time. I was like a brat crying and, you know, and I had to pry my hands off. But it just remember him telling me long time ago, let go and hold on. Just let go and hold on.
That's so good.
And I didn't always let go.
So you let go of your own way of doing things and held on to his way of doing things.
Yes, and my fears mostly. Mm-hmm. Let go of the fear.
Amen.
I got you. And he really did.
That's wonderful.
He really did.
I remember when we were chatting, it blessed me so much when you said how amazing it was. You felt this was your job, but it was like you were immersed in the Word of God. It felt like you were getting paid to study God's Word day in, day out.
I still feel that way.
Me too. It's such a blessing how, you know, when you come to work, you're in an environment where you have people who are believers, who are ready to stand with you. And you shared with me that people would just come out of the blue just ministering to you. And isn't that amazing how that just happened to where people in your path were just speaking to you life?
Made
a difference, didn't it?
Right. I had never been in an environment of faith like this. Mm-hmm. And just like you told me once, you know, getting on the property, just feeling the anointing, and I feel safe here. I used to go to the prayer department and pray with them every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was beautiful. I mean, there was always an opportunity to do that, and the most random people here would come to me and pray for me and give me a word of encouragement. And it just was confirmation.
It is so great.
You know, confirmation.
It is. It's awesome. And then you took that back to your family and about your children. Can you share a little bit about how what you've learned here over the years at the ministry helped you get your children in the right standing with the Lord?
Well, since they were at such a prime age and I was so desperate for God and learning and praying, and they were with me. Mm-hmm. And we would pray together every night. We would pray. I would just declare scriptures over them. They would see, you know, that I would cry sometimes, like things would be difficult. But I'd tell them, look, I'm okay. Let's just go pray. And I actually would encourage myself by doing that, but they were there.
Yes.
And then they would eventually start ministering to me out of the blue. Mm-hmm. These little kids, like, let's see, my oldest was maybe 12, the other was 8, and the other was 6. And
wow,
it just,
kids.
But yes. And so to this day, they went to Catholic school also because it's all where we live in our area. They all have a relationship with God and love Jesus. And I couldn't have wanted anything more. That was the most beautiful gift that we all got out of going
That's
a
so
really
true.
Difficult time.
Yeah, and what the enemy meant to just destroy and tear you apart,
yes, ma'am.
Turn you away from everything, maybe from God even.
Yes.
But it But instead, you turned toward Him, and it was the thing that rescued you. It's the thing that really brought peace and strength to your life that not only changed you, but now is impacting your family.
Yes.
In such a strong way. You know, you just can't give up.
No,
you know, the enemy throws lots of hurdles. Yes. I mean, we don't have to go into the details about the divorce and why that all happened, but there's so many people that encounter
that
in life.
Yes.
My mother and father divorced when I was young, so I was one of those that, you know, I had a different road than a lot of people. You have a beautiful family. You grow up, your parents
does.
Have stayed
praise
together.
God, yeah.
And and I was just talking with my mom just recently about that whole situation, how hard that was for the kids coming up. But we clung together.
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't need to worry about those children. God's going to take care of those children. You know that now.
I know that
But
now.
At the time, it must have weighed heavily
it
on
did.
You.
It did.
So it was good that you had the church and God, a friend, you know, a friend brought you to church.
Right.
That's what happens. Friends that really love people that have an answer bring their friends to church.
That's
so your
exactly
friend Holly,
right.
who's been here on the program
yes,
before,
ma'am.
A good friend of mine, has brought you to church and it made a difference in your life. Just think if you would have just been out there by yourself.
That's
I
right.
know your they parents were wonderful, but you need those other relationships.
Oh, yes.
This was a pivoting point in your life.
It was. Mm-hmm. It
and
really
I believe
was.
That people that are watching today, they've maybe tuned in not realizing why or how they came here. You know, this feed drops in
mm-hmm.
on
sure
so
does.
Different
so
places
good.
For with while the Holy Ghost, I believe, guides it and helps us to get
yes.
right where people are. Because no matter what you may be facing today, I believe that God has given you an answer.
Yes.
You don't have to give up, even though it may be hard. He can give you the strength that He gave Dondra to walk beyond that and go to a higher level in Him. I believe God has a great plan for everyone's life. And sometimes things don't go the way we plan it.
Right.
And not that God throws hardships or difficulties, but when the enemy throws in an obstacle, God finds a way for us to get stronger because of it and grow
yes.
and get
yes.
better and touch other people's lives as well.
It's so true.
So we can't give up. We've got to keep moving forward.
And it just like the word says, don't despise the trials that come. And I would have never embraced that word because that just was terrifying to me to think, how can you embrace that? But I look back and I see, I mean, I wouldn't want to go back and do it all over again, but I would to have the experiences that I had with the Lord, with Jesus being my best friend,
yes.
being my husband, being my provider, being my helper, my teacher, my God, my Savior, my protector, everything, everything.
That's so inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
To see that that can happen and I've experienced that myself when things look bleak and I couldn't find a way out. Instead of turning away from God, I turn toward Him and He gives me that peace and strength to walk forward. You know, sometimes most people want when they hit a barricade. They want to go hide in a corner.
That's right.
But that's really what the devil wants. He wants you to just give up on life.
Mm-hmm.
But God always has a great way to help you to recover. He is the glory and the lifter of your head.
Yes,
He always can make a way where there is no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when the children of Israel were facing the Red Sea, they thought everything was over with. And Moses turns to God and God says, stretch your hand out.
Ooh, yes.
He says, tell the people to go forward. That's always God's assignment to us. Don't go backward.
Mm-hmm.
Always go forward.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that's what your life story has been. You could have went backwards, but God had a way and showed you where the forward steps were.
Right, right. I totally came to the end of myself and knew I want to live. I want to live these children. I want to do this right.
Mm-hmm.
And He just knew where to bring me to get Him where I needed to be, to be close to Him and to learn about Him because He needed to become my source.
Yes.
He needed to become that for me for the trials that would come later in my life. And I have them still and I don't love them, but I don't fight them anymore. I don't despise them in a way that I know I'm going
to
get through it. You know, I know He's going to bring me out of this in a way I could never imagine.
That's so great. I love when you said that word, ultimate source. He's my ultimate source, you know, and staying in the Word and doing what we do each and every day really does equip us for battle. We know, you know, we know how to go to war. We know that the Lord is protecting us in every situation. And one of my favorite parts of my job with you, Dondra, is we get to sit on the boardroom chats each and every week.
I love that.
It's, you can't see it. We're in studios. See right now, it's across the way, and we sit right here in the chairs.
Yeah, Studio C is comprised of two different sets.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And this is one set, the white set, the, Kathy's set for Glorious Living. And then on the other side of the room is the boardroom chat set.
And we get to sit in, and I always say I get so excited because it's like our little teaching of the week. It's our, and we get to hear it before all of you. So I know, you're probably like, man, I wish I had
like
that job.
For me,
And I, sometimes I hit Dondra, I'm like, was that so good?
Yeah.
And we're taking our notes because a lot of, we work together a lot, like we on the product descriptions or just, you know, writing things for the magazine. And we like to take those notes and rework them into content. And we just get so fired up. So how does that play a role in you staying equipped each and every day, working here even still? Does that do
everything
wonders?
Everything we do.
Yeah.
Even watching Jesse do tags or you do tags or the shoots, any of the shoots behind the scenes I'm watching too is like, it's funny because any message I'm working on, whether it's a script for the TV program or an article to help out with in the magazine, it always speaks to me where I am. You know, it's like God's talking to me.
Isn't that amazing?
And I'm working at the same time, and I'm getting to go deeper in His Word for work, but it's feeding me. It's feeding my spirit. And then I can do the things I have to do when I that I get to do when I leave. I have elderly parents, and I take care of them too, so... It keeps me fed. It keeps me strong. And the joy really is real.
It is so real.
And
the joy.
You and I sometimes are in the background and we're laughing so hard. We're trying to be quiet because
it's so fun.
We don't want audio to pick up our noise.
And you know, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can probably hear laughing every so often.
You guys laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Do it? Yes, ma'am.
And I wish we had a camera before and right after too, because we get some,
a little scoring going on before.
Yeah. It's good.
And it, but it's so relatable. And it's so, people love watching that because it's so real.
It
and
is.
We get so many comments that they feel like, viewers feel like they're right across the table from them in the living room. You know what I mean?
You know, it's amazing, though. We've done a lot of things over the years. We've done a lot of broadcast TV, magazines, books, products, you know, travel ministry and all that. But it seems like these boardroom chats, which began during COVID, because Jesse couldn't travel. And in fact, George had the idea. Y'all need to do something weekly because people are wondering where y'all at. Something that's live because the broadcast has to be recorded or prepared maybe like 2 months ahead because of the closed captioning and the translations that are done. All that takes time. So we Jesse agreed to do it, but he told me, he said, Kathy, if I got to do it, you're going to do it with me.
Yay!
So I said, okay.
And
so we started with that in our actual boardroom. Now we have it, and I wanted to have it in another place because every time we did it, nobody could work. Everybody had to be quiet.
That's so true. When we first began.
So we actually developed, now it's in Studio C, but it has become the most seems to me, anyway, from the comments that I see, well, the most popular thing they have, and it's because of that real, and it's live, and it's personal.
It is.
And it's right. It's real. People, we get comments,
so
and their testimonies is always, you know, we see ourselves in you.
Yeah.
Because it is real.
It's like being in your dining room or your living room, just hanging out with Jesse and Kathy and them studying together. We get to be a part of it. I feel that way all the time. I love being in those tapings.
Yeah,
and I think that Glorious Living is pretty much on that level in a lot of ways. And people want to hear how Jesse and Kathy talk and think about things. And we do more like a Bible study kind of breakdown there. This is more of a just conversational, how the Word has impacted our lives. We bring different ones on. So, and we want it to be that you that are watching along with us are part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So we often, when I bring someone new on the program, I'll say, now, that looks like a camera, but that's really a person.
Yeah.
They're over there watching. There are people watching. And so we want it to feel conversational, which I think that it
does.
Would connect
that way. It's a whole different aspect
it
of
really
what
does.
You guys do. It really is. It's a whole different way of ministering. mm-hmm. to people. It's involving them, engaging them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel it. I do. Yeah. And I know that people, a lot of people are so blessed by it, Ms. Kathy.
Well, you know, it's important because it just communicates how important Jesus is.
He's so wonderful. He is real.
It's not just, and the words on the page are good. You know, we love the Word of God.
Yes,
we love going through the Bible. But when we do these conversations here in Glorious Living, it's really giving a testimony mm-hmm. to what the Word has done and how the impact of the Word has on our individual lives.
How
like it's
working.
Made a difference in your life. You were at a point where you needed answers.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Word of God is what changed that, what brought you the answers that you need.
Yes.
Equipped you. Even if you couldn't get verbal to what was happening, mm-hmm. something was happening inside.
Something, a lot was happening. And it was good. Thank goodness.
I love that, ma'am. And the fact that you can sit and listen to a message, maybe grab content, paragraphs, sections of statements he made to basically encapsulate the whole message mm-hmm. in such a way as someone will pick it up and say, oh, I want to read that. Mm-hmm. That is important. Because maybe they wouldn't pick it up otherwise it was just a picture or just a title. But would God lead you mm-hmm. to write in, and the snippets that you pull out and the summary that you make of the message makes a difference whether someone will pick it up or not.
It is. What you do is so anointing.
Thank you. And
it's so important.
I don't take it lightly because after I do something like that, take your words or Jesse's words and summarize it in a small way so that they can order a copy of it or read it or listen to it. Mm-hmm. I see the Holy Spirit doing it, and I hear you through me, and I'm like, that is so the Holy Spirit. It's so cool.
Isn't that great?
It's so awesome.
And it's because we're so on my own. Yeah, we're so immersed in it, you know, and we're in living this life. It can be glorious. And I think that every time we share a testimony here on the set, whatever we do, it always brings it back to glorious living. How no matter what we face in this earthly life, that God makes us victorious and glorious through His Spirit. Like you said, Holy Spirit led in everything, whether it's a sentence in a magazine, a program we're filming and we put on air, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, He's in it, through it, and working through us.
Amen. And mm-hmm. think about it, 3 years.
3 years.
Happy birthday to us.
Yeah, for what? We should get cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we're on a diet.
That's right.
We're working
out. No more cake. Oh, that's right. We see we're on top of it, Miss Kathy.
Gotta get it out of here. Gotta get trim. Inside and out.
Inside and out. Spiritual nutrition.
We all want to be slim like you, Dondra.
Oh, Dondra, you're always so. And can we talk
elegant.
A little bit about how Dondra is always so stylish?
Oh, goodness.
Always
oh, yes.
walking in.
Elegant.
Look elegant and full of the joy of the Lord.
Thank you. And
no matter what life throws at you, you always come in with such a beautiful spirit, willing to serve. And I learned so much from you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
who
you are.
You both inspire me a lot.
Oh,
in fashion-wise
so
and always. In all different ways.
I'm trying. So thanks.
Well, it's a joy to work with you and a joy to have you here on Glorious Living so that others can get to know you a little better and in another way, get to know our team.
Yes.
Because we bring team members on here from time to time so people can understand what Jesse DePlantis Ministries is all about.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse and I are in the front a lot of times, mostly Jesse, but Jesse and I many times. But it's more than just us. We have a team of beautiful people behind the scenes. Some of them I can't get on camera. I keep trying.
We will never give up, though.
I'm looking at one back there.
I see a few of them in here.
They're
shaking their head.
But it's okay. Everybody has their gift, and we all work together. When everyone is so valuable, so important.
Yes, ma'am.
And I value you and
Thank
all
you.
That you do. And I know I've told you that before, but it's important that you know, because God has called you here for this place and
for
to help us to do what He's called us to do. Amen. We can't do it alone. We would not want to.
Well, I'm blessed and my life is blessed and my children's lives are blessed because of you guys.
Praise God.
So
well,
thank you.
Well, we give Him all the glory.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Thank you so much again. Thank you, Chrissy, for 3 great years,
oh,
girl.
Oh, so great. We're keeping on going all
Amen.
For Jesus.
Amen.
Good stuff.
And thank you so much for watching, being with us again here in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Glorious Living.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.